Bloomberg doll is back in a military court this hour. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. It's where the Army sergeant doesn't think he would have gotten a fair trial after President Trump called him a traitor during the campaign.
May as well go back to kangaroo courts and lynch mobs.
That's in a British documentary aired on ABC's Good Morning America. Fox's Evan Brown has more on the Bergdahl case live.
Yeah, Dave, Sergeant Bergdahl is expected to tell a military judge at Fort Bragg today that he's guilty of both deserting his duty and misbehaving before the enemy. Bergdahl spent 5 years as a Taliban prisoner, being caught by them in Afghanistan when supposedly leaving his post. Bergdahl was released by his captors in a prisoner swap arranged by the Obama administration, a move seen as controversial at least. Technically, Bergdahl could face up to life in prison, but time spent in Taliban captivity might be taken into account, Dave.
Yemen, the U.S.-led coalition battling ISIS in Iraq is downplaying fighting this morning between Iraqi and Kurdish forces as a misunderstanding. It has trained both sides. But Iraq's militias leaders, as they achieved their goals, retaking a military base, the Kirkuk airport, and oil feeds from the Kurds, who recently controversially voted for independence, wanting to break away from Iraq. The California wine country wildfires are under better control, so thousands of evacuees have returned home, but thousands more still can't. Fox's Will Carr's in a burned-out area of Santa Rosa.
The flames race down the streets, destroying everything in their path. With that in mind, the cadaver dogs are trying to navigate this type of wasteland looking for more victims. This neighborhood is still under an evacuation order as utility crews are working on every street trying to make sure they're safe.
At least 40 people were killed, nearly 6,000 homes and buildings destroyed. A person still missing in Louisiana after an explosion on an oil platform in Lake Pontchartrain left 7 others injured, 5 critically, shook homes on shore, and the area smelled like burning rubber. Fox News, fair and balanced.
I'm Jay Farner from Quicken Loans. Choosing the right mortgage lender involves much more than just a rate. Quicken Loans has earned 11 J.D. Power Awards for client satisfaction. And we invented Rocket Mortgage, a simpler, hassle-free way to get a mortgage completely online. No one else has anything like it. So choose Quicken Loans, America's number one online lender. Call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com. That's 800-QUICKEN.
Equal housing lender, NMLS number 3030.
Home isn't just a place, it's a feeling that you're safe to enjoy the things that matter most. ADT lets you take that feeling with you, whether you're at home, your business, or online. We help keep you safe with security systems, home automation, alarms, and surveillance, so you can feel at home wherever you are. Go to ADT.com to get that feeling for less than a dollar a day. ADT. Home. Safe home.
Days after President Trump decertified Iran's compliance with a nuclear deal, triggering a congressional review, Iran's foreign minister Javad Zarif tells CBS Face the Nation,
"People cannot trust anymore the word of the United States."
National Security Advisor H.R. McMaster says the U.S. wants tougher enforcement.
It's not even revisit, it's just implement the agreement by going to sites, to fully implement the inspections of sites, the monitoring of suspicious sites within Iran.
It's back to work this morning for a New York jury in a terror case.
The jury, which says it's close to a verdict, takes up deliberations again today in the trial of Ahmad Khan Rahimi. He's accused of setting off a bomb in Manhattan's Chelsea neighborhood last year. That bombing hurt 30 people. He's also accused of planting a second bomb 4 blocks away. And prosecutors also say he put a pipe bomb along the route of a charity race in New Jersey. Neither of those bombs went off. Rahimi has pleaded not guilty. In New York City, Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
A much more powerful bomb rocked Somalia's capital, Mogadishu, on Saturday. The number killed has now topped 300.
Somali security services, acting on a tip-off, were following a truck in Mogadishu when it suddenly exploded. Analysts on the scene believe the truck got stuck in traffic, and the bomb on board may have gone off before the driver reached his or her destination. There are military facilities and hotels frequented by Americans in the area. A smaller second suicide bomb later went off nearby. The U.S. mission to Somalia, in a statement, said the attack reinvigorated the U.S. to, quote, combat the scourge of terrorism. Under the Trump administration, the U.S. has stepped up special forces and drone attacks on al-Shabaab terrorists in Somalia. In Johannesburg, Paul Tilsley, Fox News.
Stock futures are moving higher before the opening bell this hour. President Trump has tweeted the stock market's gained more than $5 trillion since Election Day. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News Radio.
Yeah, I know. Everybody's waiting for the stock market to go down. I'm not sure what you're doing with your money outside of the stock market right now. And is it going to go down? It has to go down. It just can't keep going up. And then there's going to be, oh, I told you, Trump's a horrible person. It's gone up like 5,000 points. If your little stocky thing, your 401 or whatever it is, if that's not like a lot higher since November, then you're probably in the wrong stuff. Need to see your financial person. Because your numbers all ought to be looking way better than they did. But again, I think it's just inevitable that the thing corrects, doesn't it? I mean, I've never seen anything quite like this without much of a blip. All right, save time and money. Shop local with CMI, Chemical Maintenance Incorporated, and their owners Betsy and Brad Parks would love to give you a free quote. Put CMI in your circle of trust, and right now CMI giving you the opportunity to learn about an effective way to prevent the spread of harmful disease, viruses, and germs. Call by tomorrow to learn how. Why wouldn't you call and say, how do I eliminate at least some of the ickiness on door handles? Call 359-6262. It's great for folks who work at gyms, schools, hospitals, daycares, vet clinics, medical facilities, transportation companies, or, as I say, anybody who touches anything.
Mm-hmm.
Call 359-6262. Find out how to learn more about disinfection, sanitizing, and mold control. Because, you know, the touchy stuff. Every time I read things like that, I want to be Bob. And what about Bob with the handkerchief?
Right.
And just not touch anything?
Looking around for the hand sanitizer.
Mm-hmm. Here we go. ESPN 93.5 3-day forecast from the National Weather Service.
Up to 63, 43 our low tonight with clear conditions. Sunshine again tomorrow, high 68, low 45, 70 the high on Wednesday. Sunny on Thursday, high 73, 74 on Friday. It's a nice week. Right now the temperature is at 43, ESPN 93.5.
President Trump meets with Mitch McConnell. What's the dynamic of the Senate Majority Leader meeting with the President of the United States when your wife works for the President? How's that go? Is there a discussion, say, around the dinner table on, honey, what are you going to say to the President, my boss? And he says, how's your job going as Secretary of Transportation? Elaine Chao is Mitch McConnell's wife, and she's Secretary of Transportation. The 24th, the Grover Cleveland of the Secretary of Transportation, 24. And so, you know, there's a little, it has to be an interesting dynamic, doesn't it? Because you were serving at the pleasure of the president, and then your husband is not getting along with your boss. Anyway, they've been in politics for a really long time, been married since 1993. So, and she was a secretary for George W. Bush as well. Just a unique dynamic there. So they'll talk, see how they can get stuff done before the first of the year. Because the Republicans, they got midterms, and they haven't done anything. And they're freaking out about midterms and all that. And they ought to be very concerned. Because guys like me have just kind of thrown up their arms and saying, what's the point? You guys can't do anything either. Democrats, as much as I disagree with the left, they stick together. It's called the Velcro Party. No matter what, you can't peel one off. It's amazing. Yeah, I give them credit for that. That's extraordinary. It really is. Fox Business Network's 10-year anniversary launched in, I can't believe it's been 10 years. Launched in 2007, Fox Business Network marked its first monthly ratings win over CNBC and Business Day viewers last October. It took 10 years, 9 years. And just last week, they hit 4 consecutive quarters as number one in cable business news, a first for the network. With the motto of covering business news from Wall Street to Main Street, FBN identified at launch that the audience for business news was changing and more people beyond the trading floors needed to know about the important issues impacting their wallets, taxes, health care, etc. So it took more of a broad approach, which is paying off today. In addition, throughout the years, They've made a few business decisions to help broaden that exposure, including unbundling the network for the two presidential debates that they hosted last election cycle, capitalizing on the increased exposure to show strengths. And they did. They've crossed over a lot. They've had a lot of Fox Business folks on Fox News, and they kind of cross over and do that. So it's there's no doubt when you start something, you go against CNBC, you know, they're the big dog, or they were. It's going to take time, and then you have to make the right decisions. You have to hire the right people. Maria Bartiromo was a huge hire. They hired Maria Bartiromo, who I think has been huge for Fox. But, again, they're finding success. It's a pretty impressive story. We'll talk about it here in just a moment. Honda BMW is Champaign for a wide selection of new and used vehicles. Check out Honda BMW in Champaign, the corner of Neal and Burwash in Savoy. Online at drivechampaign.com, drivechampaign.com. Bottom of the hour, it's Maurice Bonamigo, image consultant. We'll talk about Harvey Weinstein. But first, Fox Business Network's 10-year anniversary. Again, an impressive 10 years, and the way they have climbed and the way they have taken over as a ratings leader for business is amazing. Correspondent Fox Business Network's Adam Shapiro. Man, you guys had a plan, and I'll be darned if it's not working, Adam. How are you?
Well, first, I'm good. It's good to talk to you, Stevie. Do I call you Stevie or Stevie J? What do you prefer?
Whatever you, yeah, anything. It's great.
I'll call you Ray, but she doesn't have to call me Johnson. You remember that?
Oh, yeah, that's good. Yeah, Stevie,
Stevie
J.
You can call me Ray. You can call me Jay. So, look, they did have a plan. When we launched the network back in 2007, and I'm honored to have been a part of the original team, there was a plan. Slow and steady wins the race. And we had some powerhouse players steering the ship, people like Neil Cavuto, Liz Claman. We brought in other powerhouse players, Lou Dobbs, Stuart Varney, and Maria Bartiromo.
That was a big
and,
one. Maria, you know, I think, really ship. Caught everybody. Yep. Maria Bartiromo was a big one. That was a big hire.
It was a very big hire.
Yeah.
But the reality is that Fox Business is just a juggernaut. We are the number one business network in daytime. I mean, we are beating our competition, CNBC. We are beating Bloomberg. And, you can ask and talk about a lot of reasons why this is happening, but I think when you look at the caliber of people we have in the anchor chair, it's very simple to see why.
Well, when you started with this whole thing, Adam, I mean, I'm sure you were, A, happy to have a job, but, B, did you believe that it truly was going to be, 10 years later, you're going to say, wow, we're actually...
Yes. I was happy to have a job, but in my interview, the now head of our network is a man by the name of Brian Jones. And Brian asked me a question when I interviewed, what was it, July of 2007, because I was over across the street working for the NBC affiliate. And he said, why would you give that up? And I said, because you're going to win and be number one. You have all the platforms to do it. Why wouldn't I try to get here as hard as I can?
Well, that shows some quite the vision for Adam Shapiro. That's impressive to actually see that.
I made a good choice, and I was very fortunate to be offered a great opportunity.
And now it's private jets, big expense account, bam.
No, I fly commercial, and the big expense account has a per diem, so I don't get to go over that like everyone else, and I have to account for every penny that I spend when I'm on the road. You know, I remember when I first started in television as a photographer and I was eating cream of wheat.
It's
a little bit better than those days.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you went through Syracuse, and Syracuse is well known for journalism, aren't they?
Yep.
You guys.
Syracuse was a great training ground for me. But the best training ground I had, quite seriously, is I was a photographer in Sarasota, Florida. I wound up in the Midwest in South Bend, Indiana, as what we call a one-man band, and then as a correspondent. And I worked in South Bend, Indianapolis. And I, you know, what I realized living in the Midwest was how much I did not know and how much I still had to learn. Places like Cleveland, Ohio. I worked for a year in Chicago, Indianapolis. There was a lot that opened my eyes. And I think that's helped people. I'm not the only one, by the way. Liz Claman worked in the Midwest.
Yeah, right.
I mean, all of the people at Fox Business have extensive experience that have shown all of us what the real world economy is like. I think if you watch our competitors, I'm not sure they've ever lived anywhere but New York or Los Angeles.
Good point. That's a
problem.
East Coast, yep. Hey, last question for you, Adam Shapiro, Fox Business. The market, obviously, fantastic. It's awesome. What's going on? It's inevitable. It corrects, right?
Yeah, of course it's inevitable.
Yeah, it's going to
come
down.
Which is why I always quote Warren Buffett. For people like me, one, I don't buy individual stock because I cover the companies I would be buying stock in, and that would be a conflict of interest.
Yeah.
So index funds. Now, the S&P 500. If you bought in the S&P 500 and you've just been in that for the last 20 years, you have, like, the Vanguard Index 500, the Fidelity Spartan 500. You have done tremendously well, and you've beat most of the money managers on Wall Street. It's outperformed those people. Wow. So why wouldn't you do that?
Yeah, no.
But you got to be in it for the long term.
Right, and you just don't freak out when it kind of comes back a little bit. And then by then and...
Like 2008.
Right. Wow, that was a rough one. Adam, congratulations, man. I mean, you guys are knocking it out of the park, and now, you know, once you're there, it's a little tougher because now everybody's targeting you.
Yeah, but I think that, again, when you see, when you watch Maria Bartiromo, when you watch Neil Cavuto, you know, they set a level of excellence that all of us have to, you know, achieve on a daily basis. No one is resting on any laurels here. Every day, you know, we get measured every day and have to prove, you know, the worthiness of Fox Business every day.
That's amazing because, you know, you can have a great week and it won't matter Monday. You got to do it again.
That's right. What did you do for me today? Yeah. And the fact is the viewers, the people who count on us, you know, they don't sit back and say, well, you know, these folks are the number one. That's not on their mind.
No.
What they want to know is what's going on economically, what's going on in Washington politically that's going to affect the economy so that they can make decisions. They don't want us telling them what to do. They just want us informing them.
Kudos. And I know that Midwest whole thing helped you out, and you're obviously terrific at what you do. Congratulations, Adam.
Thank you very much. All the best to you.
You as well. Adam Shapiro, Fox Business Network, the number one now.
AJ Shapps on Twitter.
ESPN 93.5 Sports Headlines at 8:17.
LA over the Cubs 4-1 yesterday. Started out nice with that Addison Russell hit.
Here's his 1-2 to Russell, and there's a bullet into the left field corner. Gone! A home run. Cubs lead 1-0. Addison Russell with a line shot home run. The 2-2 from Lester, swinging a ground ball, base hit in the right, and the game is tied. Culberson scores, and it's 1-1.
Two outs, two on the pitch. Fly ball, deep center field in trouble. All the way back is Martin. It's a home run. Game-winning home run for Justin Turner.
A loud crowd in Chavez Ravine.
Yeah.
Man.
They were happy to see that at the ninth inning there. I think there are two outs already. And
yeah, no.
So we've got game three tomorrow at Wrigley. Right now the weather looks great with the sunshine by day. Temperatures between 70 and 48, essentially.
I would layer like you wouldn't believe because off the lake at night, dark, it'll be cold.
Right, breezy.
Always take clothes off. Well, you can go buy sweatshirts, I guess. But
yeah.
Otherwise, it'll be fun.
Houston leads their series 2-0 after beating New York twice, 2-1. They're in action tonight at 7:08. On to the college poll from AP. Alabama at number one, Penn State at number two, Georgia at three, TCU at four, then Wisconsin at number five, and Ohio State at number six.
I tell you what, the Big Ten starting to cream rising to the top a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
We'll get Wisconsin for a homecoming, I think, a week from Saturday. How are you going to feel when we upset the Badgers? Hmm?
There you go.
How are you going to feel about that?
You
Debbie Downers?
Rutgers over Illinois on Saturday. Now, we've got Minnesota up in Minnesota on the 21st. Right now, 14.5.
We're going to play well, okay. And I think we have a chance to win the game. I know. I understand what that means to say that after you saw what you saw. But young guys go up and down, and I think they can blip up like you wouldn't expect. So that's what I'm predicting. We're going to blip up and show some real fight here in the remaining however many games we've got. Here we go with your weather.
Okay, we've got sunshine today, tomorrow, the next day, all week, actually. Temperatures up to 63 today, 44 our low tonight. Tomorrow we've got a high of 68 down to 45. 70 by Wednesday, 73 on Thursday, Friday up to the mid-70s. We're currently at 43, ESPN 93.5.
Fox Business Minute. brought to you by Starla Card, Provident Financial Group in Champaign, where partnerships are built on trust. Find Starla at Provident Financial Group, LLC. .com.
I need to mention that the Bears
won. Bears, what do you mean, the playoff team Bears? They're Bears. Hey, listen.
27-24 over Baltimore.
At Baltimore.
Yeah.
Come on now, they're 2-4. It's not over. You got your quarterback. Here we go, the Bears.
That's right.
It's 8:20.
From the Fox Business Network, there's an encouraging reading on the economy. A Federal Reserve reading on manufacturing rose to a three-year high this month. The Empire State Manufacturing Index is compiled by the New York Fed. It was stronger than expected. The company that sells you movie tickets, Fandango, is buying MovieTickets.com. Fandango will expand into new markets with the deal and can sell tickets in Canada and the United Kingdom. T-Mobile and Sprint are preparing to announce a merger. The deal would combine the nation's third and fourth largest U.S.
He was the British late-night guy that does that car, celebrity car karaoke, whatever his name is, James somebody.
Oh, yeah.
Anyway, he said she was so pretty, Harvey Weinstein's already asked for a massage. I mean, something. Now, that was stupid. I mean, the Al Michaels had a worse week than Harvey Weinstein. I wouldn't bring Harvey into anything.
Right.
To try and be funny. Because it's not funny.
James Corden.
Yeah. It isn't funny. And none of this is funny.
Mm-mm.
And it's, you know, they say, well, it's just the tip of the... It might be, but it doesn't excuse Harvey Weinstein. It doesn't excuse the media outlets that didn't jump on this when they had evidence. They're supposed to be my watchdog, and all the women that were hurt by this pig, I think is the best description. They're calling him Harvey Swinestein now.
Hmm.
It's just one of those worst kind of guys. Just powerful and ugly and awful and evil to hurt women in the way he did for so and apparently brutal as a bully boss, screamed at employees, and then the next minute turn around and love them, you know, well, you're doing great, and then give them some money, you know, that kind of guy. You want to work for that kind of guy where it's all over the board, you don't know what you get every morning you walk in? Ugh. We've all been around that in some fashion, and it's awful. And you have dysfunction at the top. It's dysfunction through the ranks, period. No getting around it. And certainly this company is, you know, on the outs. They've got to change the name. They're going to try and not declare bankruptcy and all these other things. His brother came out and spoke, and he's been kind of away from his brother, Harvey, for years, knew there was dysfunction, begged him to get help for years. And it's kind of a compelling interview with his brother, who, again, thought that he wasn't even mad about everything, about his brother, thought he kind of had it coming, that kind of thing. So pretty interesting take from somebody a little closer to it. But anyway, the bottom line is, it's just, that's what it is. We'll check with Maurice on it. Coming up in a few moments. All right, Monday. It's October 16. We're halfway through the month. Halloween coming up. Trick-or-treating with the stars. We got that Sunday, 3 to 5 at Ubbin with the Illini women's basketball team. And we're excited to be there because there's just so many people look forward to trick-or-treating with the stars.
A lot of money raised at the CU Humane Society's Fur Ball at the Hilton Garden Inn on Friday night.
Good.
That was fun to be a part of that.
And always fun to help our little furry friends.
It was a packed house. Jennifer Roscoe from WCIA-TV did a great job hosting.
Yeah, she always does that. Yeah,
and speaking of big events, to help the Don Moyer Boys and Girls Club on Friday, November 3rd, we'll be helping out with that, Stevie J.
Yep.
And there's 10 people who are going to be dancing. I know Ryan Monahan is one of them.
Is she? All right.
Yes.
That will be fun.
Exactly.
And it was Art in Motion now taking
Art
over
in Motion
the dancing instruction. Trish and Chad, probably.
Mm-hmm.
That's wonderful. David Lynn, for so many years, said he retired. And takes a lot of work.
It does.
To help these folks get in shape. All right, be right back. ESPN 93.5. It is 8:29. We're talking with Habib Habib from Benefit Planning Consultants. Identity theft is huge right now, isn't it?
Identity theft for you, for your children, medical identity theft. People get medical services based on your name. All kinds of things. If you have any value in your, any property of value, any accounts.
All right, tell people how they can get hold of BPC. How can they get enrolled through benefit planning consultants?
This would be a voluntary employer benefit added. So the employer can call BPC 800-355-2350 or bpcinc.com, and they can submit the request for us, and we'll call them back.
And what if I have a very small company?
There's no minimum enrollment virtually. I mean, two or more people. And so even if a small company can do it, no cost to the employer, employees can save more than going to LifeLock direct.
Does it cover family members, or must you add them individually, or can you add them individually?
You can add them, so you can protect everybody.
Go to bpcinc.com or call 800-355-2350 now.
News Radio. I'm Lillian Wu. The president tweeting about the stock market, Iran, and taxes this morning, saying Democrats only want to increase them and obstruct. He'll be talking tax reform over lunch today with the vice president and Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell, who he's blamed for the health care overhaul failure.
At the Values Voters Summit over the weekend, the president's former chief strategist Steve Bannon, who has declared war on the Republican leadership, was urging Republicans to abandon McConnell.
Fox's John Roberts. Accused deserter Army Sergeant Bo Bergdahl's in court at Fort Bragg, North Carolina, for a guilty plea in this interview with a British filmmaker, which aired on ABC News. The former Taliban hostage saying,
"The people who are to the point of saying, yeah, just shoot them, you can never convince those people to change their minds."
And it hurts, though.
It does hurt.
The defense has said he cannot get a fair trial after remarks made by then-candidate Trump. Fox News reports, you decide.
Managing your finances has never been easier than now at the U of I Community Credit Union. Hi, it's Lisa Paul, your SJ Broadcasting financial expert. Stop by one of our branches today and open a new Illini Plus checking account. You'll thank yourself later because this benefit-packed account combines savings and security all in one place. With no minimum balance required, Illini Plus checking at the U of I Community Credit Union offers tons of features like ID Protect, cashback member rewards, travel and leisure discounts, and cellular telephone protection. This great account is waiting for you, and it's convenient with over 50,000 surcharge-free ATMs. That's right, 50,000 surcharge-free ATMs. Let us be your financial coaches, because no one cheers louder and works harder for the community than the U of I Community Credit Union.
Mapleton's Auto Park of Urbana, I-74 and Cunningham Avenue, is the sponsor of ESPN's What's Up With That segment. Mapleton's Auto Park is downstate Illinois' number one volume dealer with over 2,000 new and certified pre-owned vehicles in stock. Texting someone while they are driving could get you in trouble if some drivers have their way. What's up with that? I'm Ryan Monahan. The Consumerist reports cases of distracted drivers blaming the person who distracted them are becoming more and more prevalent. Court cases in both Pennsylvania and New Jersey involve drivers who were distracted because of a text, got into an accident, and then wanted to hold the person who texted them responsible. Now, legal experts say in order for the person sending the text to be held responsible for the vehicle accident, they must show enough knowledge and intent when they did it. The court rulings did not hold the person who sent the text responsible. However, the fact that this is now coming up in court cases could really change how distracted driving cases are held in the future. What's up with that? I'm Ryan Monahan. That's my take. Post yours on ESPNCU.com or check us out on Facebook.
This What's Up With That segment was brought to you by Mapleton's Auto Park of Urbana. Mapleton's Auto Park is your regional buying destination with Toyota, Scion, Hyundai, Kia, Mazda, Mitsubishi, Volkswagen, and over 300 certified pre-owned vehicles.
We have a new station in our family. When you need some encouragement and you want to hear some great Christian pop music, check out the new Christian FM 95.3, a proud sister station of ESPN Radio 93.5.
Hello, this is Shane Coulter from Country Arbor's Nursery. Country Arbor is having our biggest sale of the year. Every plant in the nursery is at least 20% off, with select plants up to 50% off. These aren't merely leftover plants from the spring. We've been bringing in fresh new plants to keep the nursery fully stocked for the last big push going into winter. The best time to plant is now. Less transplant shock and less money. So come out to Country Arbor's Nursery for the best selection of trees, shrubs, and perennials, and they're all on sale. For more information and directions, go to countryarbors.com. I'm Shane Coulter from Country Arbor's Nursery, and have a nice day.
You know you need to do it, and you know you
you should do it at least twice a year. You owe it to yourself. I'm talking about a checkup at West Main Dental in Urbana. When was the last time you visited the dentist? If you can't remember or you're in need of a new dentistry team, West Main Dental is where you should go. Our team at West Main Dental is waiting to see you. Come in and be catered by a professional staff that includes Dr. Janet Bardell, a University of Illinois and Southern Illinois University graduate. West Main Dental offers the highest level of dental care in a warm and comforting environment. From a simple quick checkup to providing you with an at-home teeth whitening kit or orthodontic services, trust the professionals at West Main Dental. Visit West Main Dental in downtown Urbana on Main Street, online at westmaindental.com, or call 607-1292. Trust me, you won't be able to stop smiling with a set of healthy, sparkling white teeth thanks to the work of West Main Dental. West Main Dental, online at westmaindental.com, or call 607-1292 to schedule an appointment today.
Here is your weather, ESPN 93.5. Diane Ducey has this.
Well, high 64, down to 45 this evening, up to 70 tomorrow with the sunshine, down to around 45 at night, up to 73 come Wednesday, down to around 48. We're currently at 49. ESPN 93.5.
Well, Harvey Weinstein, wow, what a couple of weeks. The revelations that have come out. Geraldo Rivera called him a pig. I think that's the best thing that I can say on radio about him. It's Maurice Bonamigo, our friend, image consultant, president Maurice Bonamigo and Associates. How are you, Maurice?
Hey, I'm doing fine. Good to be on the air with you guys again.
Yeah, what a yucky story. Awful.
Yeah, really.
I mean, I've concluded people that do bad things always get caught. I just don't know when.
Yeah, I know they do. They do. I had to laugh there to chuckle to myself when you're talking about Geraldo Rivera calling him a pig. Oh, God, well, he's certainly virtuous, isn't he? Yeah.
Well, I guess we all be careful of throwing rocks at glass houses. Oh, I guess, right? But this
throw at a glass house.
Hey, but Maurice, this Harvey Weinstein's an awful guy. I mean, come from all angles. He's a bad human being.
Well, you know what? He's nothing but a gravy sucking pig. That's all there is to it. I mean, this guy is just vulgar. He's disgusting. All of his friends, I've never met him, but I've been in the presence of some of his friends, and you know, they're all the same. They're all cut from the same mold. And it's just, I was so repulsed by their conversations and what they can do. And it was predominantly women, and how can they, control them because they have so much more money and they'll just smear them. And you're just destroying lives. And for what? For what reason?
No.
For your own ego? And that's all about ego. That's all it is.
When you talk to people that you help, Maurice, do you suggest that humble is an important attribute?
Always. Humility is, it's critically important. Without getting biblical into it, but, one of the things you always learn by reading is, those who will be humbled will be exalted, and those who will be exalted will be humbled. I mean, you have to carry that all through life.
To live justly, to love mercy, to walk humbly with your God. And I think that you've got to have that.
Good.
Got to have that in your life. But would you, Maurice Bonamigo, would you help people that you knew were pigs if they paid you enough?
No.
That's what I'm talking about, Maurice.
No, I don't. No. And you know what? Because, I have many morals myself, but no, you have to have some level of morals, and you got to know when to cut this off. And I've been approached by many other people that have plenty of money and they want to hire. And, it almost repulses me. I can't do it. I just can't do it.
Good for you. What do you say? It's just not a good fit? How do you get out of it?
Yeah, this is not a good fit.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
Okay.
Well, what do you say to folks?
End of story.
What do you say to folks who say it was just part of the culture they were in and, it's just kind of the environment?
Maybe part of a culture to do, mass quantities of drugs and all this and that. Are you still going to be in it? No. Where's your sense of morals, too? And here's another thing. Two things we have to look at this right here. Look at these big Hollywood actresses, Angelina Jolie, Gwyneth Paltrow. I think, now the other one slips my mind, Arquette, one of the Arquettes, or something. They all made millions and millions of dollars off of Weinstein, and they all knew what was going on, and they knew that a lot of these other women we're talking about women here, that their lives were going to be destroyed. Where the heck were you back then when you are basically in bed, literally, with these people, and you're allowing this to happen, and now you're speaking out after you've walked away with how many hundreds of millions in your pocket?
And generally speaking, Harvey, don't people don't people know who people are? I mean, in our circle in Champaign-Urbana, we know who people are. We know about them.
Yes, you do.
To say, for Hillary Clinton to say she was shocked is just disingenuous.
Oh, God. And did you hear she's not, Hillary Clinton is not going to give the money back, she said today? Well, like what? How much money have you extorted from everybody else? You're not going to give the money back? What does that say about you? So you're just as much of a whore as he is. You know, this is, you know, I'm tired of morality, the lack of, that we have in this country. And we have to have morals. You really do. And you have to do with what's right. And there are issues that are black, and there are issues of white here. And you know, there's very few gray when you look right down to it. And if you don't do something about it, you're part of the problem.
Do you think the changes, will this change anything at all? Will this change anything at all?
It's going to quiet down for a bit. It's going to quiet down for a bit, but we haven't heard the last of this because I want to know who did he really, all of a sudden something I should have said, but really kicked off in Hollywood that caused this to come up.
Well, that's true, too. Who got mad at him to throw him under the bus like this?
Oh, yeah.
You remember Rod Blagojevich, our former governor. Now, listen. No. In Chicago, when he was so shocked for selling Senator Obama's seat, I contend he truly was shocked. I believe up there they do stuff like this a lot, and he didn't understand. The problem was he got very arrogant. He ticked off his own father-in-law. He made everybody mad, and he was stupid, so they threw him under the bus.
Absolutely. Absolutely. You know, but like I say, you know, when you lie with dogs, you wake up with fleas.
Yep.
And you know something else, too, that this is going to come out pretty soon. Mark my words, you heard it here first, is that what about the gay underworld in Hollywood, the stuff that goes on there? How many lives were ruined there? Mm-hmm. How many were protected? You know, I can name numerous names because I have friends and producers are in Hollywood. This is common knowledge that's going on. And the gay world is going to come out with this. There's going to be another great fall like Harvey Weinstein, only in the gay community is going to be published there.
Maurice Bonamigo, image consultant, Chicago, Illinois. What's your website, Maurice?
www.mauricebonamigo.com.
That's easy. All right. Always a pleasure.
Yeah, it is.
Thanks for your time.
Simple.
Always a pleasure. Thanks, Maurice.
Hey, good talking to you guys. Have a good week. All
you
right.
You too. 842, Maurice Bonamigo in Chicago.
I was just looking at statistics from the U.S. Equal Opportunity Employment Commission saying that between 25 and 85% of women have reported having sexual harassment in the workplace.
25, 85? That's a really wide...
Yes, it is.
25 to 85?
Then they talk about in this article the surge happening between 90 and 2003. That's why I mentioned to Maurice, you know, it was kind of a culture.
So it's kind of the steroid era, huh?
Yes. And then it talks about, you know, different professions are more, you know, conducive to this sort of treatment towards women.
Any jerk that has a ton of money, you feel pretty much like you can do anything because you do have a team
That's
of lawyers.
Right.
And it's always the evil woman that brought it on herself. I mean, right? It's a.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the Clintons had a lot of people they discredited over the years because they had to. And when you're in a position of power with money, it's just advantage you. That's just how that works. 843, we tip our cap every month. And this month, Michelle Robinson, Urbana Police, thank you, thank you. Do you fear when you go out now because of this lack of respect or the, as you say, hatred toward police? Are you fearful at all? Or are there situations where your instincts say, this is different, I've got to be really on my best here?
We have to stay very vigilant when it comes to even the simplest of calls that we have because you never know what you're going to encounter. It can be something very simple that can turn into something that you never expected. Am I fearful? No. The way that I police, I gain respect. I've never taken somebody to jail that hasn't thanked me by the time that I've left them there. Because, you know, I was taught you respect everybody. If you respect them, they respect you. And that is something that I hold dear to my heart. And when I deal with anybody, I treat them the same anybody else. Whether it's somebody I deal with on a regular basis, they're treated like I've never met them before.
brought to you by SK Exteriors. Their website, callsktoday.com. Hey, it's Stevie J. Have the roof your home deserves. For your next roofing project, why don't you go with Roof Doctors, a locally owned and family operated business for over 25 years. They use superior materials. They're a certified shingle contractor, so they can offer a 50-year non-prorated full system warranty, and they won't loan your work out to subcontractors. Hey, Roof Doctors has worked on my home, and the results are fantastic. But don't just take it from me. With an A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau, Roof Doctors has plenty of satisfied customers. Get a free quote at roofdoctorsco.com. Check out the new BMW Champaign. It's not like the old Twin City. They have new on-site local ownership since 2013, along with a new state-of-the-art facility. With a Customer First Service Award winner for 2015, BMW Champaign does business your way. Yes, they have tons of cars. Yes, they'll get you what you want. Yes, they discount, deal, and even pick up and deliver. So stop in, ask for Ben, and give BMW of Champaign a look. BMW of Champaign at the corner of Neal and Burwash in Savoy.
Bunny's Tavern is your home for the 2017 Chicago Cubs. Nothing beats watching baseball over an ice-cold beer, so enjoy $14 mix-and-match domestic buckets and $6 PBR pitchers 7 days a week. You'll catch every minute of Cubs action on Bunny's 10 big-screen TVs, whether you're inside or enjoying the largest patio in Urbana. With delicious daily lunch and dinner specials, come check out what people in Champaign-Urbana have been whispering about for over 80 years. Bunny's Tavern in downtown Urbana, your home for the 2017 Chicago Cubs.
Now, speaking of which, the Cubbies go on a winning streak this week.
Let's do that.
Let's go.
When we're back at Wrigley tomorrow, you'll hear the action on US 105.9. Some highlights or lowlights from last night.
This is 1-2 to Russell.
And
there's a bullet into the left field corner.
Yeah.
Gone! A home run. Cubs lead 1-0. Addison Russell with a line shot home run.
Now your lowlights.
The 2-2 from Lester. Swinging a ground ball. Base hit into right. And the game is tied. Culverson scores, and it's 1-1.
And now your lowlights.
Two outs, two on. The pitch. Fly ball. Deep center field in trouble. All the way back is Martin. It's a home run.
All right, whatever.
Dang it.
Next.
4-1 was the final. Houston leads their series 2-0, beating the Yankees 2-1 in both of those games. They're in action tonight at 7:08. The football owners will meet this week in New York. Roger DeGale says that they need to have a issue on the dividing issue of the fans and the league and move past the controversy of the national anthem.
Well, they could try standing up. That probably diffuse it.
Yeah.
Our little long-faced Colleen, do we have a long face here this morning? Our little Cub fan. Bummer.
Yeah.
This is so far from over.
I know.
It is so far
from
over.
That's right. We've got five more games.
You wait till the Cubs win 3 in a row in Chicago.
That's right, Colleen.
Then we go.
Don't be down.
And Carl Edwards gets 3 wins for you. Come on.
Yeah. She's making her face.
Hey, the Cubbies aren't done. This thing's going back to L.A. Make book on it. I think.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, 48.
Going on 5 years, Rock's Place in St. Joseph has become the neighborhood sports bar and grill for a lot of folks in the area. Rock's Place is known for their delicious burgers, and they also have great daily food and drink specials. Plus, Rock's has the NFL Sunday ticket, so you can keep track of your favorite football team all season long. While there, press your luck on one of Melody Music's video gaming machines. For delicious food, cold drinks, and good company, make it Rock's Place, 101 North Main Street in St. Joseph. Find them on Facebook. That's ROCHS in St. Joseph.
Hi, I'm Troy Lands from Lands Heating, Cooling, and Plumbing, your Trane Comfort Specialist. Right now is a great time to buy a new Trane heating and cooling system from Lands. For a limited time only, we're offering 0% interest for 6 years. That's no interest with equal payments and approved credit for 6 years on any qualifying Trane system. Or here's another way you can save on a new Trane heating and cooling system from Lands. Trade in your old system. For a limited time, you can get a $1,000 trade-in allowance on any qualifying Trane system. So pick your best deal. No interest for 6 years or a $1,000 trading allowance and start saving. Call 1-800-AIR-REPAIR or find us online at landsinc.com. Remember, it's hard to stop a train. I'm Troy Lands, and you can count on my company because you can count on me.
See Lands for program details. Call 888-653-0051 for details about credit costs and terms. Regular APR is 28.99 for newly opened accounts. APR may vary, subject to credit approval.
24 Tapman's Towing. 328-2424.
Boyson, owner of Simplified Computers in Champaign. For over 20 years, Simplified Computers has been helping local businesses and nonprofits with their computing and networking needs. We cover everything from servers, network security, cloud-based applications, wireless accessibility, computer support. In short, whatever technical issues your business runs into, we've seen it and we can help. Call us at 352-5000. That's 352-5000. Simplified Computers. Simply the best.
We're here with Tim Wood of Stone Seed. Hey, Tim, what makes Stone Seed so different?
Well, Stevie, our seed lineup are specifically developed and tested for Illinois soil.
What's new this year for Stone Seed?
An exciting new technology called NemaStrike on corn, helping take corn yields to the next level, an average of a 7-bushel advantage.
So what's that mean?
Just another great tool for growers to use to drive yield for profitability. Raise the bar on yield. Plant Stone.
Call Tim Wood of Stone Seed, 217-493-2295. Was I dreaming, or did you say 39 was our temperature this morning?
When we came in.
Whoa.
But then it bumped up to 41. Now we're at 48.
All righty.
And up to 65 today, down to 44 tonight, up to near 70 on Tuesday. By Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, we're pushing the mid-70s and down to around 52 at night.
And so, you said Wrigley Field fine?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, looking good. No rain in the
forecast. A lot of people around here will be headed up at some point this week, at least for a game.
Agreed. Temperature's currently at 48, ESPN 93.5.
Stand-up comedy returns to Addie's Bar and Grill at Stone Creek Golf Club in Urbana on October 20th and 21st. Join us for some laughs as Tom Clark and Adam Burke provide their original and funny comedy. Tom Clark has appeared on such shows as TBS's Conan, CBS's Late Late Show, The Bob and Tom Radio Show, and Comedy Central's Premium Blend. Dinner and a show packages are now available for sale inside Addie's Bar and Grill. Get your tickets today as seating is limited. Visit addies.net for more information.
I'm Jay Farner from Quicken Loans. The rate today on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.875%, APR 4.05%. But choosing the right mortgage lender involves so much more than just a rate. Only Quicken Loans has earned 11 J.D. Power Awards. No other lender comes close to that level of client satisfaction. And we invented Rocket Mortgage. It gives our clients a simpler, hassle-free way to get a mortgage completely online in minutes. No one else has anything like it. And our people, each one of our 17,000-plus team members throughout Detroit, Cleveland, and Phoenix, provides absolute client satisfaction each and every day. So why would you go anywhere else to get your mortgage? Go to America's number one online lender. Call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com for the best mortgage experience on earth. That's 800-QUICKEN.
Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender licensed in all 50 states. NMLSConsumerAccess.org, number 3030.
When your car breaks down, you realize just how much you need it. And when it breaks down, Beaumont Alignment Plus steps up. For routine maintenance like brakes, oil changes, tune-ups, batteries, and tires, you can count on Beaumont Alignment Plus. Bigger issues, including alignment, suspension work, starters, alternators, transmission, require specialists. So get to know Beaumont Alignment Plus for your vehicle repairs. With locations on Bloomington Road and Denison Drive in Champaign, you're never far from the help you need. It's good to know the quality service is still affordable at Beaumont Alignment Plus.
And to recap, I think Illinois will win again in football. Thank you. I'm not in despair at all. I think it's a process this team's going through because of so many young players. I also thought Foundation Weekend was really fun. Everything I saw was well done, as we are at a most ambitious fundraiser of all time here at this great university, University of Illinois at Urbana-Champaign. So we had fun with that. I did congratulate, I'll do it again, Champaign Central, fifth place in the boys' state golf tournament, STM, St. Thomas More Girls Golf, fourth place, and missed out on one of those big, huge trophies by one shot. Just about got there. Pat Hederman and Mike Osterberg. Great job, coaches.
Okay, good job.
Did a good job, and everybody else. All right, and we'll be hanging out, listening to Jeremy Warner about the big basketball recruit that was in town. How did that go? Will he commit to us? Because right now, Illinois, we'd appreciate a little good news.
Mm-hmm.
There have been a lot of long faces, but the Cubs and the Illini.
Right.
It's going to be okay.
Bears won.
Saints won. I know that's important to you.
There you go.
Yeah. No, it's going to get better.
And
it's
Green Bay just Packer fans, though, they've got the long face today, too. Aaron Rodgers with that broken collarbone.
Huge Aaron Rodgers fan. Love watching Green Bay play. And they're just, broken collarbone. He's probably out for the year.
That's right.
Okay, that's it for today. We'll be back tomorrow. Thank you, Diane.
Enjoy the day.
It's Diane Ducey. I am Stevie J. We appreciate you. Thank you so much for listening. Meet you back tomorrow. The Jeremy Warner Show with Austin Berkland next. Have a great Monday. We're talking with Habib Habib from Benefit Planning Consultants. Identity theft is huge right now, isn't it?
Identity theft for you, for your children, medical identity theft. People get medical services based on your name.